Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. Today, I'm going to give you a little tough love, so buckle up. I'm kind of kidding. Today, I want to talk about mirrors, and not the ones that you walk by and you're like, dang, girl, you are fine. No. I want to talk about using our annoyances with other people as a mirror. I don't know if you have heard this, but here's a little psychological trick for you to notice what your insecurities are or what you might have to work on in your life. I'm definitely someone who consistently wants to work on myself. I want to grow. I want to be challenged. And honestly, if you're here, you probably feel the same way. So here's what I want you to do. Think of someone who drives you crazy, right? Who makes you nuts. It could even be someone that you love, but they have this just one thing that irks you, right? So in psychology, did you know that they say what annoys you about other people is really what you dislike about yourself? It's kind of crazy. Kind of also makes sense, right? If you think about it, if you're annoyed that someone else is stubborn because they won't see your point of view, you also probably feel very strongly in what you believe, right? If your annoyance is that someone always tells you what to do, that could be that you feel embarrassed that you didn't recognize those things about yourself, or that you knew better, but you're also ignoring those signs. So this is something that's tremendously helped me for two reasons. One, it shines a glaring light on the parts of my life that I need to work on. I'm someone who wants to see my flaws because I can't work on a problem if I don't even recognize that it exists, you know? This is also a good practice in realizing that we're not on our high horse like we think we are. You know, we think we know the best. We think that decisions we make are always correct and other people don't know better. That's not always true. And seeing what annoys you about other people can help open up your eyes. For me, I was in a relationship for years that was so bad. It was unhealthy. It wasn't serving me at all. I don't want to say much about him as a person, but the relationship was not good. It was idiotic, right? To put it lightly. I learned everything the hard way with that one. None of my friends got it. And I kept thinking like, they don't know what I know. And then when I really decided to hold a mirror up to look at what they're looking at, I didn't like what I saw. So another example is I have a friend in my life who lives to be the victim for being quote unquote brave, right? Like always finding a way to talk about their problems, putting themselves in the middle of a bad situation to have almost like a woe is me situation so that they get this praise, so that they get this like, I'm so sorry and what can I do? And I mean, listen, I stand by the fact that a complaint without a solution is just whining. So being so forthcoming about all of, you know, your issues to the world is really challenging for me to watch because I'm someone who wants to hear about someone's life, but I also want to hear the solution, right? So for me, it drove me crazy and still does, I'll be honest. But the thing is that it also could be holding up a mirror to me to the fact that maybe there's more that I wish I could share about what I've been through and part of me might be jealous. It could also be that I don't know how to ask for help. That's definitely something I work on all the time. It shows me that there is a place in my life that I can do better because I'm annoyed, right? So this annoyance helps showing me like, hey, you're not great at asking for advice, and that's probably what this annoyance is stemming from. It could also be stemming from the fact that I don't know how to be vulnerable. That's something that I'm not great at. So my challenge here is,
not to fight those annoyances. It's human. It's totally normal, right? But almost to look at them and think, what does this stem from with me? It's really hard at first. It's taken me a long time to be able to switch on that, to turn on that switch and say, like, maybe this is coming from this, this, and this. So you have to almost, what I say, walk down the ladder. So if you're super annoyed about something, ask yourself, what is this coming from? And you could say, well, it's coming from the fact that, you know, they're not listening to my problem. Okay, what does that, why does that annoy me? Well, I don't feel like I'm being heard. Okay, why does that annoy me? Because I'm worried that she doesn't care about me. So here we walked down the ladder from, you know, my sister or my mom or my best friend is arguing with me, but the bare bones of that is I want to make sure that I'm still loved by this person, even if we disagree. So finding the root of what you're feeling, it's a challenge. It's my challenge for you today. Something to think about. What are those annoyances that you have in your life? And can you walk down the ladder yourself to kind of see, like, where does that stem from with me? And that's what you want to fix. You don't want to fix the end result. You want to fix that base emotion. If you are feeling really insecure about your body, walk down that ladder. I feel insecure about my body because I feel like my family judges me. I feel like my family judges me, and that makes me feel like I'm not good enough, right? So, like, there you walk down the ladder, and you don't, like, sure, you can change that, your body, and you can change, like, your diet and your fitness regime, but what you're not fixing is that base problem of, like, I need to feel good enough. And when you fix that, everything above you on the ladder will fall into place. So thank you for being here. That is my challenge for you today. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Ashley_P. Share this with your friends. I'm sending all of you so, so much love. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.